experts in the real estate industry, take call-ins, and a whole lot more. You get to learn about the biggest investment in your life. I get to enjoy your company. Join me, Terry Hall, for This Week in Real Estate, Sundays at 1 p.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS. I look forward to you joining me.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the brain, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
One, two, three, four.
This is SNL. I hate this skit.
Yeah. You do?
Yes.
What your mama says, Christmas time is near. I don't care what your daddy says, Christmas time is near. All I know is the Santa sleigh.
Okay, it's so bad, it's almost funny.
Of course.
You almost have to see them.
Yeah, that's true.
What the mayor says, Christmas is full of cheer. I don't care if you think it's a lie, Christmas will soon be here. I don't care about the CIA, I don't care what the calendar say. I wish it was Christmas today, I wish it was Christmas today.
I love that guitar.
Yeah. You're better than that.
That's Horatio Sands and
Horatio, Jimmy Fallon, Tracy Morgan, and Chris Kattan.
I'll be rich.
Chris Kattan is a crazy looking guy.
Yeah, he is really strange looking.
He was that monkey boy character.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Did you ever see the movie Night at the Roxbury?
I didn't know.
It's Chris Kattan.
That's the one where they bounce their heads.
Yeah, back yeah, in. Yeah. Chris Kattan and Will Ferrell.
I have not seen it.
It's not bad. It's not good, but it's not bad. It's kind of funny. There's some funny spots in it.
I'll get into this later. Peon hands me this story, and I haven't read it. Here's the headline. It's from the BBC. A woman who can smell Parkinson's disease. Now, before you say, oh, that's crazy, how about these dogs that can sniff out cancer?
Oh, I know.
And they can do it.
Yeah.
Here's a woman who...
Yeah, she goes on to tell, I don't know if they have the fact in the article, they might later on, but it started with her husband. Her husband...
He died at 65.
He was diagnosed at 45, and she said she could start smelling this gradual smell. It was musky. And then, he died at 65. But then later they did a study with her, and she smelled it out of, I guess they had a whole bunch of people, and some of them had Parkinson's. And she smelled it out of 11 out of the 12 in the study that had it. And then
she was able to pick them
out. And then the 12th one that she didn't smell on ended up getting it like a year later.
Wow.
Yeah. She said that something changed with him long before the diagnosis, that she noticed his smell changed. And it was hard to describe. It was all of a sudden, and it had a subtle musky smell. I don't know what musky is. I've seen musk aftershave. What is that?
It's an animal. It's like related
it's
to
an excretion.
The ferret. It's kind of ferrety kind of animal, I think.
It's called a musk?
Yes.
Yeah, but I...
Who wants to smell like that?
Remember Jovan Musk Oil for Men?
Yeah.
That was a big thing. But I think musky is like...
Hey, musky.
Yeah, like in a basement or something like that.
That's musty.
Musty?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, there's a good cologne, Must.
Yeah.
The smell of
yeah.
musk.
Right, it's not an animal. I don't know why I thought that.
No, I didn't think it was an animal. That's a muskrat, isn't it?
Musk?
Yeah,
it's,
but
it's a hormone. It's like something you secrete. It's a natural human secretion or something. Who wants to smell like a secretion?
Yeah, so they say it includes glandular secretions from animals such as the musk deer. That's one.
Mm.
Well,
you know what?
Musk deer.
Maybe that's how it got started. But hey, come! Oh, hi, deer. People calling each other deer. Maybe that's why.
The muskrat, yeah.
The musky smell.
Muskrat love. Muskrat.
I have a bulletin. I have a weather bulletin.
Uh-oh.
For all of you who bought sleds to put under the tree, I got some bad news. I got some bad news. There will be no snow. There will be no white Christmas or day after Christmas or day after that.
Mm-mm.
You're just going to have to try to show the kids videos of sledding so they know what it's supposed to do. Because
hold on to them, though, because at point
hold
next
on to
year.
Them because you know when it's going to snow like a blizzard? January 15th.
The week that
we day
are, yeah.
before we leave for Jamaica, it's going to be the worst. It's going to be the blizzard of the century.
Oh, no. No, the day that we
the
leave.
The day we leave.
Right
the afternoon.
We leave. Yes.
Saturday afternoon when our plane.
Yeah.
Thank you. Has just taken off. And the St. Louis people are looking up going, well, there they go to Jamaica. Boy, I wish I could be with them. And then it starts.
What is that falling from the sky?
What is all that white? Oh, my goodness, this looks like the blizzard of the century. I hope we can make it home. And we'll be in Jamaica on the beach in the grill. There you go. But it's not snowing. Here we are. Here we are. The 23rd of December. And it's not a snow day.
No.
No, it's not even a cold day, not a sleet day, not an ice day. It's just another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
We're going to do it. Until we die.
So we're going to have a clear Christmas with this rain.
Clear Christmas without you. Or how about the people that got somebody a snowblower? You know, there's certain things you get. You want to go right outside and try them out.
Oh, yeah.
You ever, as a kid, like a bicycle, and I don't care how cold it is, you're going to take that thing out and ride it. If daddy has to clear off just a path to ride the bike 10 feet, you're going to ride it because you can't wait. You can't stand it. But you're going to have to figure out something else for maybe throw down some fake snow or something and pretend to blow it to check out the snowblower. A big day today. My daughter, Amanda, is coming in here in the 4 o'clock hour, and she's going to sing for you.
Yes.
Now, it's an unusual situation. How long has she been doing this? 10 years, maybe? At least 10 years, since she was...
It's been quite a while.
Since she was 10, 12, 13 years old, because we discovered that she's a terrible singer.
Yeah.
And her friends, you know how girls in the car together, and they all sing? Her friends would ask her not to sing, because it ruined every song.
Hmm.
So rather than be embarrassed by it, she embraces it, and she's more than happy to sing knowing she's horrible. It's not like she's terrible and nobody will tell her. She knows she's terrible. So she's coming in here, and she's going to sing a few. What have we've selected there, Dan? We have I'll Be Home for Christmas.
I'll Be Home for Christmas. I think she's going to do the Mariah Carey song.
Oh, yeah, she likes that song. I don't like it. She likes it. A lot of people like it.
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
She and Dan will do a duet, Baby, It's Cold Outside. She'll play the part of Lady Gaga. Dan will be Tony Bennett.
Yeah. And you should do Tony Bennett. Hi, everybody.
What was that?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know what
and
it was.
And then if we have time and people aren't sick of it by then, they're going to do a little Jackson because that's a good. We got married in a fever. Not Christmas song, but maybe a little of that. I don't think we'll complete any song because I don't think the audience could take it. But she'll be in whether you want her to or not. And we'll do it every year whether you want us to or not because she's my daughter.
And we'll do Reindeer Rock, too.
Oh, and Dan, by request. Look at this stack of requests. For Reindeer Rock.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a big stack.
Unbelievable. Let me read just a sample of them. Dear Frank, I haven't really heard you guys mention it yet. I'm sure hoping that Dan will do Reindeer Rock, which I know he has done all previous years. Please, please tell me you won't forget it this year. Looking forward to Reindeer Rock AM in the PM.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Who wrote that?
Lena Lickenbacher.
Lickenbacher?
Nina Lickenbacher. Kind of a nice... well, here's another example. Dear Frank, longtime listener, been listening for at least 25 years before you guys even got to KTRS. This time of year, I love the warnings about Brenda Lee and Eartha Kitt. Nobody else bothers to warn people about that. Love it when your daughter comes in, but to me, the highlight of the Christmas season is Dan Strauss singing Reindeer Rock. I sure hope I haven't missed it. A.M. in the P.M.
Oh, who wrote that one?
Roy Diggerdick.
Digger what?
Diggerdick. Roy Diggerdick. How would you pronounce it? Diggerdich. Could be Diggerdich. He says, P.S., it's pronounced the C-H like a K.
Oh, there you go.
Well, it is. Well, then,
so Roy Diggerdick.
No question how Roy
Diggerdick, thank you for the email. And, yes, he will be doing...
Now, you want to do it a cappella, or I found it online on YouTube.
You found what?
What's that?
Reindeer Rock?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
The Jimmy Boyd version that Dan...
Jimmy Boyd?
Come on.
Yeah, it's Jimmy Boyd.
So we can either do either or.
Well, Dan, when do you want to do it?
Oh, I want to do it when
Amanda's here.
Amanda's here, yeah.
Yeah, she wants to do the doobity-doo, doobity-bye. She wants to jump in on that.
Yeah.
Normally on Wednesday, Dr. Doug Pernikoff joins us. We've asked him to step aside today because we just won't get everything in. We're off at 5:30, which means the joke has to be told, done, boom, out of the way by 5:30 or before. So no Dr. Doug. Thank you, Dr. Doug, for all you've done over the years for the show, and he will be back again next Wednesday, I hope, unless something comes up. And
oh, that's right. Tonight is the border war game, isn't it? Mizzou and Illinois, down at Scott Trade.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's tonight.
And had Dr. Doug been with us, he'd be brought to you, of course, by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. And just a quick reminder, I think most of our listeners are not stupid enough to drive drunk. Get a Laclede Cab. Get them to take you from wherever you are. To wherever you're going, if you're intoxicated, and even you question whether or not you're, if you have to question, ooh, I wonder if I'm over the limit, then get a cab, get a Laclede cab.
Don't even screw with
it.
And
the other thing is shopping. My wife and daughter went out yesterday, and they came home, and it was they just went. They said it was unbelievable out yesterday. The people, and they went to a couple of stores where they said it was, you'd think it was like the Black Friday thing.
Yeah.
So if you don't want to mess with that parking, let a Laclede cab take you, drop you off at the shopping center or whatever, pick you up in an hour or two. Do it the easy way. What the heck? And those are my suggestions. We will take a lot of calls the rest of this hour if you'd like to call. We got some business to take care of, a little extra to get out of the way because we only have 3 days today. So here's what I'll do. I'll do the first bit of business while you call. And by the way, if you have any suggestions for people here, it's crunch time for Christmas. Maybe you have a suggestion for kids because it's tough, unless they're your kids. It's tough to know what they want. We talked about the superheroes thing. And sure enough, I get home last night. My little grandson is staying with us. He shows up in a brand new Captain America pajamas with a hood and a Captain America jacket. He's good to go. So we'll take any calls. Look at that. They're ringing. Thank you. We want your calls. We want you to run the show till the 4 o'clock hour. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. Quick word from Thompson Price. Next week, I'll do all my thank yous for a great year on behalf of the advertisers. Next week, I'm sure I'll be saying thank you to all of you who have told them your AM and the PM. And since it is the Christmas weekend, once again, I want you to pay closer attention than you normally do to your kitchen. Did it do everything a kitchen should do this holiday season? Is it a kitchen you're proud of? Because we spend a lot of time in the kitchen. I think most people do. And you go, well, I just wish we had a TV in the kitchen, maybe built in so it's not sitting out on the couch. They can do that. They can do anything. Thompson Price can do anything. They'll make the kitchen or bathroom the reason you keep that house. And that's a fact. That's a truth. A house you might have thought about selling because you hated the kitchen, or you turn those into kitchens or baths of your dreams, you'll hang on to that house because now that house is not so bad. And they'll do it right or they won't do it at all. And they don't do $5,000 kitchens, and they don't charge you for more than you get. You will get every dollar's worth. And I know this because they did our kitchen 19 years ago. And honest to goodness, it looks like the week after they finished, because the materials they put in, they said would hold up, and they held up. Like anything, over 19 years, we had one little faucet thing go bad. We replaced it. We had a clock on a thing that needed a piece. Okay, we put that in. Just little nothing. The cabinetry is first rate. Not a drawer has ever had a problem. Not a handle, not a hinge. Thompson Price. Make sure the name Price is in at least one of the companies you talk to about kitchen and bath remodeling. ThompsonPrice.com. Showroom is in De Pere. Call us. We want to talk to you. 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877. Or 888-550-KTRS, even if it's just to call us, tell us how great we are. Mm. We never hear that. We certainly don't hear it here in the building. And Dan, when you turn your mic on, I hear that noise again.
I know.
That room noise. We apologize.
I'm going to have them adjust the processing or something on this microphone.
All right. We've only been talking about it for
3 very sensitive.
There's a name on the screen. Mohammed. What, Mohammed? Dan has you. Mohammed is M-O-G-E-M-D. You're either Dr. Moog, M-D, or you're Mogamud, or you're Magedmud, or you're Mohammed. I believe you're Mohammed.
I think it's Magedmud.
I am Mohammed. Frank and Dan and the gang, this is Mohammed. My tradition to call before Christmas.
I appreciate it.
And say Merry Christmas, guys. Have a wonderful holiday. And go Jesus.
Go Jesus.
Hey, that's like a cheer. I like
you
that.
You know what?
Like a sports
And Mohammed,
cheer.
Let me tell you something, Mohammed. We need in this country, we need about a million people like you to let us know that every Muslim in this country doesn't want to kill us. Why can we not get more of them to speak up like you?
Actually, I call in your station, and I talked to you probably a month ago in November 16, mm-hmm. and I spoke to McGraw the same day, and mm-hmm. I called for the Muslim in St. Louis, the moderate, or around the country, to come out and speak against, because their silence seems like they are supporting what you call it Islamic State, which is I never heard anybody comes out. And it's a crazy, and I don't know why. Maybe there's no much publicity for any Muslim doing thing, or maybe they are afraid. I had no excuse.
Let me ask you this, Mohammed. Let me ask you first for two things. First of all, something you need to know: when you go on McGraw's show, nobody hears it, so you need to come on here because he has no audience. The other thing is, are you afraid at all that?
Not at all. Actually, not at all. Actually, McGraw. You know, I know McGraw for the past 10 years.
Yeah.
And anytime when but you guys are more funnier than his show.
I'm sorry, what did you say? We are funnier than he is?
Yeah, you guys are funnier and make me laugh more than he's a serious stuff.
Mohammed, anybody is funnier than McGraw. you're funnier than McGraw. But you're not, I read an article recently, and it said that moderate Muslims, that ISIS, will kill any Muslims who come out as moderate and don't think like they think. And you're not afraid of that.
No, I'm not afraid at all.
Good for you,
like,
man.
I have a couple of my friends, when McGraw says, this is Mohammed, the owner of this business, blah, blah, blah. I have a business here. And he say, don't do that, because maybe some hater or something who are a hate crime or say, you know, I don't care. You know, I have to say my opinion no matter what. And I'm proud to be here. And
Here's where I disagree with McGraw. I disagree completely. I think by mentioning your business, we need to give people an opportunity to support and patronize the business of a Muslim who does not agree with this extremist ideology. What is your business?
My business, I am owning cafe and catering company in Clayton Road and Fruit Bouquet. It's called Choice, St. Louis.
Spell it for me.
Choice?
Yes.
Spell it. C-H-O-I-S? O-I-C-E?
C-H-O-I-C-E.
Okay, just...
St. Louis in Clayton Road.
On Clayton Road.
Choice.
Like less than 1 mile west of Galleria Mall.
And it's a catering a catering service and what?
And a cafe, restaurant and a cafe and catering business. And also, we do also fruit bouquet for Christmas and any occasion.
All right, let me invite everyone listening. You need catering, you want to check out Choice on Clayton Road, please give our buddy Mohammed a little business. We'd appreciate it. He'd appreciate it. And contrary to the other opinion, I don't think at all there'll be any repercussions. In fact, our audience is not stupid or hateful or mean, and they appreciate people like you. And I appreciate people like you. What I don't get is the silence among the other Muslims who won't speak up and say enough of this.
So it makes me wonder. And Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
You too. And I like your Go Jesus. I like that.
Fantastic.
Mohammed, have a great holiday.
You as well, guys.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
I love that guy.
You know, some of the people that Mohammed might have to, some of the Muslims like Mohammed would have to worry about, maybe not the extremists, but some of the redneck uneducated.
We don't have those people listening.
No.
No.
Good.
We're not. That's not our audience.
Yeah.
Our audience is people who are smart enough to know that when a guy like that is not about to come out, he would say nothing before he'd say this. He's not about to come out and speak out boldly against this extremism if he didn't mean it. What he would do if he didn't mean it is he'd say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
he always calls in and is very patriotic, proud to be an American.
No, he said it years ago. Years ago, he went on about how great it was to be an American. I appreciate that. This is Jerry. Merry Christmas, Jerry.
Is this Frank?
Is this Jerry?
Yes, it is.
Then this is Frank.
Hey, Frank. I got a couple questions. I was wondering if you might be so kind to tell Tim Weiland when he gets on the air again mm-hmm. that he's odled.
He's odled?
Odled.
Oh, he's old.
Odled. It means option to leave early. Oh. I was his manager back in 82 to 84 at TGI Fridays.
And you say
he was
that.
Working his way through broadcast school, and he's a waiter there, and I was the manager.
Okay, and you say that he's odled.
Option
to leave early because why? There's no traffic today?
No, but. When instead of telling somebody business is slow, mm-hmm. yeah, I guess maybe traffic as well. Business is slow, so you have the option to leave early.
Now, hang on, Dan, you were assistant manager at Sambo's. Did you guys use that? Odled?
No, not really. Not mm-hmm. that. I guess they would let one or two people go if things were really, really
maybe
slow.
Maybe that's why they closed.
I wonder if Tim's listening. Right
you didn't
now.
Know the current.
He probably is.
You didn't know the lingo.
Tim, are you there?
And you know what's funny is today I actually do have the option to leave early, Jerry.
Oh, hey, look at this, Jerry. It's Tim Weiland, your former employee.
Hey, Tim, you're old.
Yeah, I know. And today we got the basketball game, so I'm out of here early.
Yes,
I got the option. I'm doing it.
Wow, bringing old friends together.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's what it's all about,
that's
Frank.
What
your
we
show
do.
Does that.
Is it Odle Friends?
Jerry, what do you do now,
yes.
Jerry?
Odle Friends.
I own a media company. Multimedia duplication and options.
Yeah, we hate the media. Okay, sorry, we're in the media.
Wait, do you do transfer movies or video on like videotape to DVD?
Yeah.
Man, I can't
we
even.
We do that. We do a lot of video migration. We do mostly broadcast quality stuff. So
well, then we're not. Then KTRS is not interested.
No
broadcast quality.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
No.
Jerry, thanks for calling. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
And Tim will check with you in a minute, okay?
I'll be here.
All right, there goes Tim, and here comes Jim. Jim, Merry Christmas. How are you?
Hey, hello from downtown Defiance, Missouri.
Defiance, Missouri.
Yeah, still the mayor down here.
How's everything in Defiance?
My daughter-in-law is a Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
She came from Malaysia, and we have trouble with her killing stuff, except she won't go kill anything except a fly.
Oh.
No.
She'll kill a fly? Or she won't.
Sometimes she will, if it lands on her bacon.
Well, I don't blame her. I don't fly on my bacon either.
No.
Seriously, is she Muslim, your daughter-in-law?
Yes, correct. My daughter-in-law.
And what does she say about all this crap?
Well, you know.
Does she talk about it?
Not really. Some of her family probably are more into it than she would be. None of them, I don't believe, are radical. They follow their beliefs, but in a good way.
Well, when you say more into it than she is, you're either into cutting people's heads off and killing everybody in America, or you're not.
Well, some of her brothers, I guess it would be safe to say, maybe they wouldn't do it, but they don't look down upon the people that do such a thing.
Well, then they're just as guilty as the people that
do
it. They're just as guilty as the people that do it.
Are they, is her whole family here in the United States? Or?
No, most of them now are in Thailand and Laos.
Yeah.
Well, good, if that's the way they feel.
Yeah.
So, Jim, Merry Christmas. Thank you for listening, and thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Again.
All right. Take it easy. One more call, then we'll take a break. This is Fishbone. Hello, Fishbone.
Hey, Frank, can you hear me good?
I can hear you fine. What's up?
Hey, what's up? I'm AM and PM.
That's good.
Hallelujah. And that's what I've never understood, why regular Muslims are not extremists, not, you know, speak up and, you know, say, hey, this is wrong. But, you know, I mean, we had to do it when we decided to pull the British out of our country, which is kind of the same thing. But, I like different nationalities, different diversities. I mean, not that I want to join up with everyone, but I ain't got a problem with Muslims or whoever. Once the religion, it's just that I get aggravated that they don't speak up. The good people.
They're starting to. They're starting.
Yeah, I think especially this last time, the deal in California.
That California
really
thing kind of changed everything. Yeah. Now they're starting to, and that's a good thing.
Really, in a nutshell, that's where I am. And here, I'm that redneck you're talking about that lives on the riverbanks of basically a Missouri Cajun.
Well, I'm glad you cleared that up, because with a name like Fishbone, we wouldn't have known. Why do they call you Fishbone?
Mainly one thing is because of me, the fisherman that I am, is where it started. Years ago when I was going to night school at Rankin and worked at a laundry plant, and I was the only white guy in the plant. But every morning, I couldn't get the workers any more money, but I'd cook them up fish and deer and whatever I could to help them out in the mornings. And one day, I somehow ran across a T-shirt that said Fishbone on it.
Well, there's nothing better in the morning before you start work than fish and beer.
Oh, yeah. Deer. I think deer.
Did you say deer?
Yeah.
I'm not much of a beer drinker anymore. My body can't handle it, but I still like the cold beer. It's 6 o'clock in the morning out on the lake before tournament.
Well, nothing wrong with that. Fishbone, we got to go, but Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you guys, too.
We got the greatest audience in the world. We do. And the greatest advertisers. And the ones that are with us now, this is when they say the cream rises to the top, when the others fall away, you get the people who stay on board and have stuck with us for years and years and years. And the greatest example of that is American Equity Mortgage, the longest running advertiser we have on this show. And I know that there are other radio stations who monitor this show every day. They're, hi, y'all. How are you? How are you, old radio? You other radio? I know for a fact, because I've had people who work at other stations tell me that they are instructed, their sales department's instructed to listen to this show and to make note of all the advertisers I speak for, because those are the ones spending the big money, and to try to steal them. Good luck with that. At least good luck stealing any of the ones we have now, because these are the ones that have been on long enough to know it pays off, to know it works, to know the return is there. And American Equity Mortgage, again, is the greatest example. 23.5 years, and here's what they want you to know about them. If you want a home, you need a mortgage, American Equity Mortgage. If you have a home and have a mortgage, or maybe your house is paid off, either way, you're considered a homeowner. What that means is when the time comes that you need money for something that you don't have the money for, you do have equity in your home. You get a hold of American Equity Mortgage, say, here's, I need 10 grand, I need 5 grand, I need whatever it is, within reason, based on and depending on the amount of equity you have. It's the easiest and smartest way to borrow money. And there are lots of bad loans. There are lots of easy loans. Like I told you yesterday, I go to my email, I've been pre-approved for a $75,000 loan. I guarantee you that's the one of the worst loans I could buy. The interest rate's probably 12% on that loan, if not more. Smart money, smart debt is low interest debt. That's what they can help you with. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com, or this number, and don't mess it up. You might get somebody else who picked a similar number. We want you to get it right. 314-878-9999.
And now here's the guy that used to complain about leaving early. Here's Tim White.
Yeah, he's complaining about leaving early.
Oh.
Well, you know, it's funny how the you think radio has their own lingo. Man, restaurant people have their own lingo.
Oh, yeah, bet they do.
Yeah, you know. Hey, there's a crash here on westbound 70. It is after Highway 370, and there is looks like it's off on the right shoulder, possibly the right lane being blocked, and traffic now is backed up to. Well, it's a little bit east of Highway of Cave Springs. Now we're also looking at some slow traffic on eastbound 270 between Lindbergh and Highway 170. Westbound 40 is stacked up, approaching Kings Highway. And that goes through McCausland. Southbound 270, just a little bit heavy from Olive through Ladue. This report brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Want a smarter, safer car? Just plug in Hum by Verizon, and you instantly get vehicle diagnostics and pinpoint roadside and emergency assistance. Learn more at hum.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here. And to you and yours, from me and mine, and everybody here at the Big 550 KTRS, have a very Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, fabulous Festivus, and a safe and prosperous New Year.
Happy Holidays from all of us here at the Big 550 KTRS.
Sample comes with a 90-day order. Copays and deductibles may apply.
If you or someone you care for are using painful urinary catheters, Medical Direct Club can help. There's a new catheter that hurts less, and you can get a free sample with free shipping by calling now. Pain and urinary tract infections can be avoided if you're using urinary catheters. The new disposable catheters from Medical Direct Club hurt less due to an incredible new design that reduces pain by gliding easily and effortlessly. Old catheters can scrape and cut, causing pain and infection. These new catheters from Medical Direct Club are changing the lives of people who use urinary catheters. Medicare and your insurance will pay for up to 200 of these new catheters per month at little or no cost to you. Medical Direct Club handles all of the paperwork with your doctor and includes lifetime free shipping when you join. Membership and a free sample are free, so call Medical Direct Club now. 1-800-600-1127. That's 1-800-600-1127. End painful cathing today. Call 1-800-600-1127.
If you die in a car accident tomorrow or get diagnosed with a terminal illness, will your medical and funeral expenses leave your family bankrupt? It's a scary question in our nation today because, shockingly, even though most Americans do have life insurance, millions still do not. And that means their families are at serious risk. That's why American National has set up a free phone line for the public to get information on trusted, affordable term life insurance. The number is 1-800-500-0455. The call is absolutely free to the public and only takes 5 minutes. Over 62% of bankruptcies are attributable to major medical expenses. Don't let your family become part of that statistic, because if they lose you, the last thing they need is to lose their ability to pay the mortgage, too. For free information on affordable term life insurance policies issued by American National Insurance Company for less than a dollar a day, call AmericanNationalDirect.com at 1-800-500-0455. That's 1-800-500-0455.
In today's quick-to-sue world, if you own a business and you're not incorporated, you're a sitting duck. Because if you're not incorporated, it's not just your business that can be sued, it's you too. Which means you could lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Once business owners realize the risk of not being incorporated, they usually scramble to incorporate or form an LLC. To make it quick and easy, Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. For your free 10-minute incorporation guide, call now. 1-800-300-7509. Don't be a sitting duck. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. At Incorporate.com, they don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Call now for your free 10-minute incorporation guide. 1-800-300-7509. Hurry while supplies last. 1-800-300-7509. That's 1-800-300-7509.
Cricket Wireless is here to make your holidays even brighter.
Ready! Flip the switch!
Get a $100 bill credit when you switch to the Merrier carrier before January 7th. Plus, get the Samsung Galaxy Grand Prime for
$29.99. Whoa!
Santa's definitely gonna know where your house is this year. Cricket Wireless. Something to smile about.
Offers N1716. Offers require number ported and activation on qualified plan and same transaction. First month service charge. Due at sale. Bill credit requires 2 service payments within 45 days. Credit received within 60 days. Device purchase not required to receive credit. Basic phones excluded. Fees, other charges, and restrictions apply. See store for offer details.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beale, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
You may think being totally blind is the greatest challenge I face, but actually, it's the fact that I'm often wide awake at 3 a.m. and struggling to stay awake in the middle of the day. This is called non-24, and it affects up to 70% of people who are totally blind, like me. It makes just getting through the day a real struggle. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
They did it for us. Served on the front lines defending our freedom. But now, military veteran Regina and her three children from Webster Groves could use some help this holiday season. So here's what we're doing for them. A live tree, lighting for the tree, gift certificates, and more to say thank you. KTRS presents Home for the Holidays. From Londoff Chevrolet, Allen Roofing, Wholesale Batteries, the City of Florissant, Daniels Farm and Greenhouses, West County Dental, and KTRS.
Yeah, I know, this is not his regular time today, but we're cut short. We're off at 5:30. What's it for?
Border war.
Yeah, border war.
The zoo in Illinois.
So, don't shoot the messenger. Steve, the conductor's here. Steve, the conductor's been here for eons.
A couple of years.
Eons are. Time to go to Southern California a little early. Check in with Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Guns. My wife went by Smokehouse today, wrapped around the building. So busy. Annie Guns Restaurant, Smokehouse Market, next door to each other, east end of everything, Chesterfield Valley. Not too late to get gift cards and a good idea. Folks, here is Mike Evans.
Thanks for coming. Merry Christmas Eve, Eon!
Thanks for coming in early.
There you go. Let's start off with a pop quiz question. What does the city of Hollywood charge a studio to shoot a remote location in the city of Hollywood? One block for 1 hour. Do they charge $5,000, $10,000, or $15,000 for the 60 minutes?
Okay.
Got a movie review for you. Opens up on Christmas Day. Very different, refreshing, true film called Joy, and one of the biggest and best surprises of the year. You're going to love it. True story about a single mother barely making ends meet who comes up with an invention, the Miracle Mop. You ever have a Miracle Mop, homie?
Yeah. Is that the thing with
you? You step with your foot and it spins.
Are you squeegee it at the top and it squeezes all the...
It's like little squeegee strips, right?
Yeah, and you step on it and it spins and spits.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Jennifer Lawrence, I think, will get an Oscar nomination. Her dad in the movie is Robert De Niro. I think he'll get an Oscar nomination.
So it's based on a true story, but is it a comedy?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
Fabulous. 2 hours, 3.5 stars. Big Short opens up between now and the end of the holidays. 3.5 stars. Grandma with Lily Tomlin, Sam Elliott. 3.5 stars.
What is Big Short?
Big Short is the is four financiers that Brad Pitt and Christian Bale and.
It's about the housing.
It's about the housing 2008.
Yeah, decline.
They knew that the banks were ripping people off and.
Gotcha.
It's actually a comedy as well as being a tragedy.
Huh.
You know what I was thinking last year at this time? Paris Hilton promised to change your image, no arrest, no drama, just working as a DJ. We haven't heard anything about Paris Hilton this year.
I miss looking at her.
Yeah, we haven't.
Really, really, she's really gotten her act together.
She used to be in the news every day.
South Park?
South Park, a peon does.
How about this Caitlyn Jenner thing they've been running?
I haven't watched any of the recent ones.
Hilarious. They have this ongoing thing where Caitlyn Jenner speaks to all these people, and she looks horrible, and then they give her a big round of applause, and she goes out, gets in a car, and then runs over a bunch of people. It's really funny.
South Park is the most sacrilegious, politically incorrect show ever, and sometimes it's really funny.
There you go. Every day this week, a Star Wars trivia nugget today. Before Natalie Portman was cast in Star Wars Phantom Menace, she'd never seen a Star Wars movie.
Wow.
How bizarre is that?
That's a good act. It's called good acting.
It's Christmas Eve, but for a lot of people that love Jerry Seinfeld, they'll be celebrating today, December 23rd, date in history, Festivus Day.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Festivus for the rest of us. Put up that aluminum pole and voice your grievances. And how much does the Hollywood charge you to shoot on a public Hollywood street for one 60-minute hour for one block? $5,000, $10,000, or $15,000
Actually, they all sound very reasonable to me.
Yeah, I'll do the 15.
I'll say 10.
I'm going to go 5 just because we think it would have to be at least 15.
10,000.
Ooh, right in the middle.
Oh. Wait,
so, homie, I want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas, homie.
You going to have any wine at your house for Christmas?
Oh, we have some wine. Don't worry about that.
That's what I thought.
I'm already getting ready to take care of my business.
All right, you do that, and we'll talk next week.
Have a great and Merry Christmas, everybody. Be safe. God bless. See ya.
You too. There he goes, off into the wine sunset. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie. Talk about some great wine, either from the smokehouse or at dinner with your meal. Annie Gunn's restaurant, the smokehouse restaurant next door. I'm sorry, smokehouse market next door to each other in Chesterfield Valley on the east end of everything. How are we doing on time? We okay?
Think so.
It doesn't matter if I say this, even though my grandson's in the car, he's too little to really kind of understand what's going on. I told you, they're just the old traditional rocking horse. Radio Flyer makes one. It's the same, the Radio Flyer wagon.
Yeah.
They do the rocking horse, but it has sounds now, clip-clop sounds.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, like, it came, shipped to the house, and my wife said, I said, what's that box? She said, that's a rocking horse. I said, no, it can't be a rocking horse. Look at it. It's the size like of a big shoebox. Yeah, it's the rocking horse in 800 pieces. The frame is in pieces. The horse is in pieces. The springs are in pieces. I mean, I am not handy. This is going to be an all-night deal for me.
Oh, yeah.
Putting this thing together, but you have to do it. And I think maybe that's part of the fun of Christmas, is just staying up late.
Trying to put stuff together.
And you finally get whatever it is done. And you go, oh, it's 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Let's go get 3 hours sleep before Junior pops up and wakes up at 6 o'clock in the morning. So we got the rocking horse. And,
did your kids used to do that? They would stare at you. You could feel someone staring at you. They're like 2 inches,
the bed.
2 inches from your face, too. Yeah.
It was great. It was so great.
Are you up?
And do you,
are you awake?
Do you remember how hard it was to go to sleep?
Oh, yes.
Because you, and every sound you heard,
yep.
That's a reindeer. Any little noise, if an acorn dropped on the roof of the house, it's a reindeer hoof.
Yeah.
And then, of course, your parents didn't help by going, oh, did you hear that?
I know.
And of course, you're lying there and your eyes are big as saucers. You cannot go to sleep. And then, and they want you to go to sleep, but they contribute to your not being able to. And then when you finally do and you wake up and it takes a second to realize,
it's morning.
It's Christmas morning. Then you run to where the tree is and hope that there's something there.
Oh, man.
And I've never been able to decide if I think this is a terrible thing. It has nothing to do, really, with Jesus. You know, it's a Santa Claus.
Yes.
But I don't know that it's so terrible.
I don't think it's terrible at all.
It's one of the few fun things, and once you get old enough, you can't do it anymore. There's never really anything else in your life that replaces what that was.
And it's pretty generic, so you can't go, the Baptists can't get mad, the Catholics can't get mad. Right? It's just
it's
a generic
Santa Claus.
Thing.
It's not the... Yeah, it's not Catholic or Protestant, or it's certainly not Jewish, but a lot of Jewish people have a tree anyway and celebrate it. I'm fine with all that. I do a little business, we come back, do some news. My daughter's coming in to sing very badly, and Dan is going to sing really well, which by contrast will make hers even worse. And maybe a little, I know we haven't rehearsed or talked about this, but could I impose on you maybe for just a nice harmonica solo?
Oh, sure.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, this is going to be some great Christmas segment. Amini's is sitting down right there in the middle of Chesterfield Valley. You cannot miss it. If you're on 40 and you're headed west, you'll go. If you miss Boone's Crossing, not too late. Get off at Long Road Crossover. Get on Chesterfield Airport Road. You'll see it from the highway. Copper Dome. And you'll look at it from the outside and go, well, that's different. I bet that store is different on the inside. Well, don't just wonder. Go in there. And I know there's some of you that haven't been in there, and I'm not sure why. Maybe you think you can't afford anything in there. Maybe you think there's nothing in there that you'd want. Really? Do you not want any lighting in your house? Do you not want any rugs in your house? Do you not want any kind of fun in your house or really decent furniture, if you don't want any of that, yeah, there's nothing in there for you. If you like buying patio furniture every 2 or 3 years because what you're buying is junk, then there's nothing in there for you because they won't sell that stuff. They sell the best of the best. And when you're ready to treat yourself to that and you feel you've deserved that, that's when you go into a Meanies and go, I'll take that pool table, knowing that you'll never get a pool table there that's not a real deal slate table. Not one of those tables that looks good until you have it put in your home and you realize, hey, this is not quite even. The surface is not even right. And what's that little hump under the felt? That's not a slate table. That's a piece of crap table, and you don't want it. Pinball machines, arcade machines. And please take your kids into a Meanies because not only do they not mind kids being there, they love for kids to be there because the kids can play arcade games and pinball, shuffleboard, whatever, while mom and dad walk the rest of the store and see things they're not going to find in most any other store. There's not another store like it unless you go to Kansas City because that's where the other Meanies is. A-M-I-N-I-S, Meanies, in Chesterfield Valley, online at Meanies.com.
Let's get another quick check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
They have cleared the accident that was on westbound 70 near 370. Now, you've got a couple slow pockets between 94 out through 370. Same thing on eastbound 270 from McDonald through Highway 170. And we're looking at northbound 55 heavy right at Park in that right lane. This traffic report brought to you by GEICO. GEICO's proud to celebrate over 75 years of saving people money on their car insurance. For a free quote anytime, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Blessed Jewelers, the small personal jeweler with the big heart, has been pleasing their customers with the perfect holiday gifts for over 100 years. You can shop with confidence at Blessed, knowing you will always get the best price for the best quality product. A fully committed staff provides a superior shopping experience and the best service long after your purchase is made. Blessed Jewelers is located on Olive Boulevard, just west of Mason Road, next to the Crazy Bowls and Wraps in the Schnucks Plaza. Go to blessedjewelers.com. Christmas, St. Louis, and Blessed Jewelers for 100 years.
Locally and family-owned, Metro Lighting has been serving St. Louis since 1967. Their goal is to provide ultimate customer service while offering an unbeatable selection of lighting, ceiling fans, home furnishings, and accessories for the best price guaranteed. On top of their manufacturer's warranty, Metro Lighting stands behind the quality products they sell by offering their own warranty. They are an Energy Star award-winning, environmentally conscious company involved in the community. For lighting or home decor, consider Metro Lighting. MetroLightingCenters.com.
This